stove pipe would go out the top.
You heat it cold?
No, we would. Yeah, we get out when we get through getting a crop and cut, I guess about 30 or 40 ricks of wood and haul it there. We have pile of wood that look like a house. And we use it all in more ragged houses too. We had to keep far day and night, keep warm. We didn't have no windows. We just nail them up with tin.
Did you ever hear an old-fashioned name for living room?
No. I ain't never heard of no old-fashioned name for living room.
Do you ever live in a house that had a fireplace in it?
Yeah.
This one does?
Yeah, this one got a fireplace.
Did y'all ever use it?
Oh, that's what we use, that fireplace. Yeah, I wouldn't take for that. That's
part,
real nice.
The part that the smoke goes up through, you call that the...
Chimney.
What about the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
Let's move the chair and let it look how it's made.
Well, what would you call it?
We just got it concreted out in the front.
Do you have a special name for that front part that extends out a little bit?
No. The apron of the fireplace? Well.
What about hearth or hearth or hair? Did you ever hear that?
You mean to lay the wood on?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet. Oh, it's something in there.
What do you call that?
You named it, what you call it? Yeah, that's the name of it.
Well, do you use that word? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, we use that word.
How'd you hear it?
But, I can't call it good if we don't tell you, let you call it.
Heart or hair or
hurt? Heart. Heart.
What about the things inside the fireplace that you set the wood on?
Some people call them wood dogs.
Okay.
Wood dogs.
Is that what you call them?
Yeah, that's what we always call them. Wood dogs.
What about that part up there that you got the pictures on?
We always call that, but that's what it is, but we always call it a shelf. Yeah, I know what it is, but she won't know what we used to call them. We used to call them a shelf.
What do people call it now?
A mantle.
And say if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use to start it with?
We get some dry wood and bust it up real fine. And we lay it in there first and then lay out heavy wood on top of it.
Any special name you'd have for that dry wood you'd use?
Yeah, we use pine. Mostly pine to start it with.
Do you ever have a special name for that pine that you'd use?
No, that's all I ever knew was pine.
Do you ever hear it called kindling or lighter?
Well, that's what we call our kindling. We bust it up. Oh, yeah, we use cedar, too. We used to use cedar for kindling. You could just get you some cedar and bust it up and get your piece of paper and light it. And you wouldn't have to use no cool off with it because it just burned right on off. It was really better than pine.
What about, do you ever hear people taking a big piece of wood and putting that toward the back of the fireplace and it burn all night long or maybe for several days?
Yeah. We use it that now. We call them back logs. We use it that now, too. Yeah, it burned all night. The next morning, see, you don't have to get no dry kindling like pine and cedar to start it. You just get up the next morning and go to pitching wood on it, and it'll burn right out all.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney, you call that?
Soot.